A busy morning has transitioned into a busy afternoon at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. I'm Nick Brinks with another state track and field update on KCIM, KKRL, and Kick 106.7. Brought to you by Next Generation Chiropractic, United Bank of Iowa, Corn Belt Telephone, and American Home Shield. A few events going on right now. In the Class 3A Girls High Jump, Taylor Moore cleared 4.8, 4.10, and 5 foot, all on her first attempts. There are 19 girls left as they go to 5'2" on that 3A Girls High Jump. In the 3A Boys Discus, Chase Gladden of Carroll was in flight number one. His best throw of 145 feet, 2 inches. Flight 2 is going on now. We'll let you know if he qualifies for the final here, hopefully in our next update. In the 2A Girls Long Jump, Mallory Bating of Kemper and Kaylin Ridgely of South Central Calhoun are both competing there. In flight number 1, Ridgely, her best jump was 16 feet, 6.5 inches. And so far during flight number 2, Mallory Bating, 2 jumps in, her best is 16 feet, 5.5 inches. No official results, though, from the 11:30 session have trickled in yet. All of those events still going on in progress. And again, as we look back to the morning session, Ashley Unken of Carroll, she finished 6th in the 3A Girls Discus. Tori Feldman of Carroll finished 18th overall in the 3A Boys High Jump. In the 2A Boys Long Jump, it was Kyle Berg of Kemper finishing 6th overall. 2A Boys 3,200 meter run final, Spencer Moon of South Central Calhoun finished 4th. 2A Girls 200 meter prelims, 8th overall for Jade Ridgely of South Central Calhoun. Mallory Bating of Kemper in that same event, she finished 20th. All of these event results and the schedule for today can be found at carrollbroadcasting.com under sports. And we're also tweeting out updates today at Husker Blankman. From the 2019 Iowa High School Co-Ed State Track and Field Meet at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, I'm Nick Brinks on KCIM, KKRL, and Kick 106.7. This update brought to you by Suppy Chiropractic, DR Electric, Mackey Motors, and Lowe's Carpet and Vinyl.